father of mine. Tell me, where have you been?
You know what this is.
Hey,
hey,
Dad.
How you doing?
Never better. How are you?
I'm doing all right. You're not lying to me, are you?
No, I'm feeling pretty good.
Okay. Because we just got up about 15 minutes ago.
Hey.
Oh, that's Joanne just said half hour ago.
Okay. Well, yeah. You know, I mean, sleeping in is fun, right?
I don't know. I'm really not sleepy. I was awake, but I was, my eyes were closed and, you know, and then thinking about things.
Yeah, you've often told me that when you lay down, that's when you start to think the most, right?
I half the night I'm thinking. The other half, somehow I pass out.
Okay. What do you usually think about?
Have no clue. Things comes up, and I think and think and think, and then it switches. I'm telling you, it's a life of its own. Midnight.
Maybe you're like dreaming.
No, I'm wide awake.
Okay. All right. So, do you now when I lay down before I actually fall asleep, I'm like almost like putting myself in scenarios like the pitcher on the World Series team or the quarterback of the football team. Do you do that?
I do all kinds of things, but not necessarily. I can't think that it's sports, but I think about things.
I think we I have a feeling that
what I should do tomorrow, what I did yesterday, and maybe I shouldn't be doing that anymore, you know.
You and I seem like we're identical twins.
I hope so.
Because what you are describing, I do this too.
Isn't you know? That something?
Isn't that? It really is. It really
but
is.
But I'm very alert. I can jump right out of bed at any time and have a rest of the day, you know.
So are you suggesting that maybe we just do away with sleep altogether?
No, you gotta lay down. When you're laying down and you're thinking about things and you're setting things up for the next day or whatever.
Yeah.
So if you do away, then you got nothing to do.
Yeah. If you. So wait a minute.
Oh boy.
So you're saying if you do away with sleep, you have nothing to do.
Yeah, I don't. Generally don't. Either I'm raking something out of the backyard or yesterday I was just standing up for some reason, just fell down.
You did?
Yeah, I just fell down.
Oh.
On my back.
Oh, no. I'm sorry to hear that. Everything okay? Are you sore or anything?
Perfect.
All right.
Yeah, I fell right on my butt and my head went back. Almost hit some rock.
Wow, that sounds like you kind of dodged a bullet there. I know sometimes you lose your balance from time to time.
Well, I have a possibility of doing it all the time.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I hope. It sounds like it could have been bad. I'm glad that you didn't hurt yourself, Dad.
Oh, I am too. I walk with a stick.
I know it. I know.
But this time I did not have that stick.
Okay. Well, I have a number of things to run by you, Dad. Are you ready?
I sure am. I love my audience. And by the way, hello, Aram.
Well, that's funny you mentioned because I was just going to read a question from Aram.
Oh, hello. It's a good thing to hear from you.
Yeah, you two are best buddies.
Oh, I just love the guy.
Aram writes, what would you say to a guy that tells you that he thinks he should get a refund for the COVID shot because he caught COVID?
Wow. No, Aram, don't be ridiculous. Come on now.
Didn't he get it for nothing?
So,
and then nothing free in this world, you know that.
I think the guy is saying, I think what he heard was, he heard someone talking that the COVID shot that the taxpayers should get a refund because this guy seems to think that just because people still get COVID, even though they have the shot, that it doesn't work.
Well, I get a refund for the flu shot too.
Did you hear that?
Yes, I did hear that. I did hear that.
Well, I think the shots help.
The shots absolutely help. Millions of people, millions more would be dead if there weren't those shots.
Right. No, it helps.
Keeps you from dying.
And it actually keeps you from dying.
Correct. Some people who are dumb don't.
Now, this is Aram saying that?
No. Aram heard someone.
Oh, he heard us.
Yes, someone who's a moron suggest that.
Well, then you have the answer right there.
Exactly.
When if it's a moron, well, ain't nothing going to make common sense to him.
No, I believe that. In fact, I know that.
No, I think that these medications are just working, as far as I'm concerned.
Absolutely. All right. Next question. Mark, who you know, Mark, Mark Rollison, from, I believe he's in from New Orleans or Mississippi or something like that. He's sent you things in the past.
Yes. Great person.
Mark is has a question about our beloved Detroit Lions, and he asks, out of the 17 games that they have this year, how many do you think the Lions are going to win?
Well, they're really doing a lot of thinking, a lot of calculating, I think, this year. Because they're sick and tired of being second. John just says loser, but I wasn't want to use that word.
Oh, no.
I think the coach is a perfect guy. He's really I really believe in him. He speaks well. And,
yeah, I love him, too.
Means well.
He seems excited, you know.
I really think that this year, well, what it is, I think that some of the team has gone backwards for many years.
Yeah, so give me a number. Out of 17 games, how many do you think they're going to win?
I think they're going to be at least six games.
Six games. I think that's a pretty, I think a lot of people are thinking that. But
this is still a brand new team.
Yeah. I mean, I don't want to get too far ahead. I think that's a prudent suggestion, you know?
Yeah, but then again, if they come up for a playoff, praise the Lord,
we're
giving them to us.
Yeah, I sure do. I sure hope that. So I took a couple notes, and you said Lions are doing lots of calculating.
Well, they are.
I like that.
How many we won and how many we lost.
I like that. I like them being described as the coaches are doing some calculating, you know?
Yeah, player-wise, you know.
Right. Yeah,
we got some good players in there.
Hey, friends, it's Joe Pal EZ with my latest and greatest marketing partner, Mint Mobile. I know a lot of you have been through the ringer when it comes to costs with big wireless. As you know, what you see is never what you get. You ever have that happen where you get in there and you're like, okay, they're like, you're going to get this, this, and this, and this, and then you pay us this. And you go, oh, yeah. And then, like, you get the bill and you're like, what the hell just happened? It's like bait and switch. And then you call in and you realize that you're screwed. So you're like, oh, my God, I might as well just keep overpaying for this. Never again. Enter Mint Mobile. You never have to worry about the gotchas ever again. When Mint Mobile says $15 a month, when you purchase a three-month plan, they mean it. I've done this. You should too. Say bye-bye to the overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is here to the rescue with premium wireless plans starting at $15 a month. My God! To get this new customer offer and your new three-month premium wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Zane. mintmobile.com/Zane. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month and give the other guys the big heave-ho. mintmobile.com/Zane. All right. Fine print time. $45 upfront payment required. That's equivalent to the $15 a month. New customers on first 3 month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigs on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. All right, Mark here, a different Mark, says, hey, Meathead, you have any advice for a college senior and a high school senior? I guess Mark's got a couple of young people. One is graduating college this year, and the other one is graduating high school. Do you have any advice for Mark's kids?
Well, now, which one should I take first?
We'll take them both.
Well, you know, they're both different stages. The high school kids getting ready to maybe go on to more academics or perhaps entering the job, the workforce. The college senior is obviously more advanced. So, yeah, if you could describe them both, maybe at the same time or separate, up to you.
All right. Let's take a little story in here. I came to this country, hardly could speak English.
Yeah.
Not putting myself down, but right. That was the way it is.
Yeah.
I came from one country, one part of the world, to America, and I was supposed to live with my uncle.
Uh-huh.
And even the uncle couldn't speak my language.
Right, right.
I mean, he was an Armenian born, but he was in America. He raised in America.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I lost your train of thought.
This was all, you know, about giving advice to the college senior and the high school senior.
When you say you're going to college, you're not going to get a date and play around with women and you know, if you're in college... The guy's already graduated from college?
Well, one of them, yeah. There's two individuals.
Put a value on that college degree that you've got. And do you want to continue on with it? Make a very serious decision to what the purpose of that college education was.
Right on. I love that.
And don't just squander or get a job at a drugstore or something like that. My
yeah.
God.
Yeah.
Or play around.
Dad, didn't you?
Until you're out of the educated area, which is a few years.
Yeah.
Do not screw around with your time.
Right. Didn't you get a job at a drugstore?
Yes, I did. I was running college for a while.
Of course. I was just kidding. So let me now back up here. You said for the guy going to college, no women, right?
Well, you can date. You can have somebody. But don't put everything on that particular. Don't take a stock on that.
Yeah.
Scenario, you know. It's a friend. It's a girlfriend or whatever. You enjoy the visitation or knowing her.
Wait a minute. Did you say a visit?
Not your life. Your life is education.
Did you say a visitation, like a funeral?
Education.
Oh.
You said visitation.
No, visitation. Choice of words was wrong.
Oh, okay. I thought somebody died.
No. The education, you just put in all of the system that you've got after your high school. To continue and finish the subject that you took in college.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah.
And become it.
I like that. I like that.
I mean, people start going to college to screw around.
Yeah, you got to put some time and effort into that. You know, I mean, you go there, you're going to waste your time, your money. Seriously, it's solid advice. It is solid advice.
It is a situation I really like the whole world know. Imagine going to high school or college, either one, and you get home at 1 o'clock in the morning because you had to get a job right after the school to pay your tuition.
Wow. Was that what you had to do, Dad?
That was my life.
Oh, God. That sounds tough. Good thing you were young, you know? I mean, I would have been exhausted.
Yes. And I tiptoed into the house so I couldn't wake everybody else up. And that was not my house. That was my uncle's house.
Yep. Wow. What a time, huh?
Yes. And then be up and ready to go because he had to leave for work. He had a big job of his own.
Yeah.
He drove me to school.
Oh, God.
8 o'clock, I had to be out of that house.
Oh, that's not a lot of sleep. But that's maybe has something to do with, like, now when you go to bed, you don't sleep. You just think.
That could be.
Maybe you're worried that
100 years ago.
Yeah, maybe you're worried your uncle's gonna come burst into the room, say, "Reuben, get your ass out of bed."
I tell you, I didn't last too long. After 4 months, I got the hell out of that.
Yeah, I don't blame you. Jesus. All right. Jim writes, "Reuben, what advice do you have for a guy like me who just retired? He just retired. Congratulations, Doc."
Congratulations is absolutely in order. And how young is this young man?
I'm not sure his age. I know he was in the medical profession because I recognize the name and I know what he does. So I don't think he's like super old, you know?
My advice is retirement doesn't mean just sit around and get fat.
Okay.
What was that?
That was O'Neill. He was flipping his ears.
Okay.
Sounded like a helicopter.
There you go, O'Neill. where were we?
Yeah, we're talking about getting old and getting fat.
All right. Pick up a subject that you have an interest in it. Not necessarily to make money because that train is gone.
Yeah, you've already made all your money.
You already made whatever you want to do. But put it to work. Put your brain to work and picking up. Working with a group of people is a fantastic world. You're going to help them. Working with them is to help them.
So you're suggesting like volunteering?
Volunteer, or if you want to get paid, you get paid. I don't know how that goes.
Yeah, you could.
But contribute yourself and your knowledge to other people and tell them, this is not what you have to do, but this is what I did. Now, select something, you're advising some
yeah.
other people.
Now,
you advise them that, you educated yourself to use that education.
Yeah. I think the wealth of experience that a retiree has is a lot of times, they like to put that to good use and maybe...
knowledge. They got knowledge.
Mentor or volunteer or some people just
Absolutely
stay home.
Volunteer.
You know?
That's one of the fantastic things you can do.
I took some notes. You said... Working with a group of people is a fantastic world.
Yes, it is. Because every individual that you meet has got a different characteristic.
Now, I remember when you retired, you went back to work for your son-in-law, Mike, for the alarm company. You were in collections. So you used to bang on people's door and say, "Hey, you owe me money."
Yes.
Is that what you're talking about?
Well, that's the job that I could do.
That was
and I
a
did,
hey.
And it worked.
I tell you what, you were made for that job.
Well, hey, realistic situation is a good thing. What I needed is an income, so that income was fine.
I remember great stories about how you would when you it came to collecting the money led to some hilarious. Scenarios of things that you did to get money from people who owed your son-in-law Mike money.
Well, if I go there.
Okay, fair enough. All right. Finally, this is the question of the day from JM Synthetics. Brandon says, "Dear Meathead, what is the best advice you have for my stepsons that keep leaving messes in my house, Dad. So Brandon's got steps.
Leave the messes where?
Brandon's stepsons are very sloppy. They don't clean up after themselves in the house. Shoes everywhere, dirty dishes in the sink, crusty socks all over the place, you know, stuff like that.
Oh, boy. Well, yeah, the man needs a lot of help. You can't get mad at him.
No?
No, just getting mad is not going to help it.
You ever hear, like, parents who gather up their kids' stuff when they leave a mess and just throw it away?
That's what I would do.
Well, I would do that. That's a good thing.
Yeah? Just,
Like, you tell them, first of all, you have to clarify that you're going to do this.
Right, warn them. Say, hey, if I find this again, I'm throwing it in the garbage.
Yeah, listen, you don't see me doing any of this. We need this house to be in order. Now, I don't know what you're going to do when you're all on your own and you got your own house and all that. You can do that. But in this house, it's not allowed.
Nope.
Because you don't see me with my shoes, the clothing, stuff like that,
right,
scattered all over the house. So you have to be neat about it, do it yourself. And if you do that and give them a warning, you do that if something is out of order, it'll be thrown away in the trash.
Yeah, and, you know, after they have to pick it up out of the trash once, they're probably not going to do that again.
Yeah, and if this guy is out of the teenage years,
right?
You know,
yes,
he needs a lot of listening.
Right, right.
No, you do tell him. I'm sorry, but you don't see me with my stuff around. I hope he is a neat person.
Yep. Hey, I want Joanne to start throwing away your stuff.
Oh my God. Can you imagine looking for my underwear?
Oh, God. Okay.
No way. Hey, my stuff are taken care of by me.
I'm glad. You would have a fit then if you came to this house because our stuff is everywhere.
No, can't do that.
Yeah, I know, man. That's like when we're up north. I try to keep my stuff picked up because I'm trying to trick you that I'm actually on top of it. I'm really not.
Oh, hey, you got to see my dresser drawer, man. It's neater than hell.
Okay.
I'll put it in it. Well, she helps me out quite a bit.
Joanne does it. It's not you. Come on.
She doesn't do that.
Oh.
I do that.
Okay. Well, all right, guys. You know I love you, and I'm thinking Labor Day we will be together up north.
That sounds like a winner.
I think for that long weekend we'll be together.
I recall one time that I think it was last year that you did cooking and all that for us.
Yes, the fish fry. The fish fry. Always.
Cool. One time in my house, you did that.
Oh, yeah,
the
fish
fry takes place over Watchamgal's house.
Yep. You're talking about the shish kebab event.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Classic. Love that. That is like one of my...
You did an awesome job.
I love doing that. That is always spectacular.
Well, you've been the excitement doer of the family.
Excitement doer of the family is my title. I love it.
That's right.
Thank you. I'm Eric. I am the excitement doer of the family.
All right. And by the way, I'm looking forward to going up north with you guys.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Labor Day. That'll be fun.
Okay.
I love you guys.
All right. Love you too, honey. Say hello to your sweetheart and the girls, if you see them. And we'll talk to you when we meet.
Okay, Dad. I love you. Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye. See you, Joanne. Love you. Bye-bye.
And the cats in the cradle and the silver spoon, little boy.